Warning: the information you are about to hear is not for the naive or unknowing and could cause you to think about what is going on around you. This is your only warning, and if you keep listening, you will be doing so at your own risk. And know that you are about to find out how your freedoms are being lost every day. You are listening to Bob and DeBerry right here on the Late Great USA Show. Bob is the self-proclaimed voice of freedom and logic. So if either of these offend you, do not listen. And now, here's Bob.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. It's Wednesday night. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. How is everybody out there in BBS Radio Land? The call-in number here is 888-815-9756. So if you got something to say, you want to get it off your mind, please give me a call. Got a lot of things this week sent to me by email. By the way, my website, for those of you who don't know, is bobindeberry.com. That's all one word, bobindeberry.com, because that's where I live. So that's why I'm Bob and DeBerry. Anyway, you can go to my website. There's people submit information on that all the time. Feel free to submit something to me. I try to post links up there of interesting articles and all that people send to me, so you can click on them and read them for yourself. But I got a lot of stuff sent to me that a lot of it was in the paper. So we'll try to go over a few of the things here. And some of this stuff you guys out there might have already read. Of course, if you're in some of these little towns, they keep you in the dark and don't let you know what's really going on. You probably wouldn't know anything about it. I got to tell you a funny story tonight that happened to me just tonight. I called my mortgage company. That's what it was. I called my mortgage company because with all these new programs floating around out there, I want to see if there's anything that they got for me, you know, because I guess unfortunately right now, one of the people to pay on time. And I guess if you're one of the people to pay on time, there's not a lot they want to do for you. But what I thought was funny was that, of course, I get somebody over in India. And I guess that's where you have to live to be a customer service agent nowadays. And I hope that President Obama, if he does nothing else, would please bring customer service back to this country and penalize any company that allows customer service to be overseas. Let me tell you what was so funny, and then I'll get into this because there's some things I want to talk about. Anyway, called him up, and a guy in India tells me his name with his accent, which I can't even do the accent like he does it. But anyway, I knew right then I was in trouble, so I asked him. I said, I just wanted to know, with all the things that I have heard, if there was of these stimulus packages that are being handed out here in this country, if there's anything that I might qualify for. And he asked me, what kind of package was I looking for? And I said, no, I'm not looking for a package. I want to know if there's a stimulus package. And he asked me, what is a stimulus package? Oh, I mean, do we wonder why this country's screwed up? Well, all you have to do is just open your eyes in the morning, talk to somebody, go figure it out real fast why it's screwed up. But I kind of thought that was funny. Here we go. And by the way, my mortgage company is countrywide. I don't mind telling you that because they got money. They got bailed out by Bank of America, who went and borrowed money and then turned around and bailed out somebody else and got more money. I don't know. It just goes on and on and on. It's just crazy, crazy, crazy. But anyway, I thought it was really funny that they go get our money and then they farm things out overseas. And you know the reason they do that is because it's cheaper. I mean, those poor people over there work for practically nothing, and it probably doesn't cost much to live over there. It probably doesn't have a lot of benefits. Or maybe it does. I don't know. I really don't know. But I know they sure, our companies here in this country sure do like to promote themselves as 24-hour customer service, but the 24-hour customer service is now overseas. And, you know, it's strictly about the greed. And for those of you who have not listened before, I want you to know that I am firmly believe that this country is in the shape it's in because of greed. I do believe that greed is what brought this country to where it is today and could very possibly be pushing it over the edge into total disaster and probably a country that we wouldn't even recognize if we were to go to sleep and wake up in 5 years. I really do believe that's happening. I believe it's happening right in front of us. I believe it's a designed effort by the government to keep us under control. Why else would they give big business? Well, I mean, big business. Since when did the government bail out big business anyway? And if you really, really, really wanted to strengthen the economy, if you really wanted to do that, why don't you give all of us Americans, the real, true Americans, born, raised right here in this country, or even the ones that have taken, have become a U.S. citizen, they're even entitled. I allow that. But why don't you give all of us money and let us go pay off our mortgages or pay them down, pay up the back payment, pay off our credit cards, pay off our student loan, possibly pay off our cars, or maybe, I mean, all that money right there would funnel right back up to the people who's getting it watered down from the government. And I never have quite understood why they think we're so stupid to think that we believe that by giving big business money that that's going to help us. Big business has not been helping us for years, boys and girls, and we all know that. I mean, big business quit helping us when the computer came out, I believe, or shortly thereafter, because shortly thereafter we no longer had customer service. Everything was the computer's fault. And now it's just all computer, period. I mean, you really, really have to work at it to get to talk to a human being. And then they can't do anything for you. They are very, very limited as to what they can do for you. I give you a good example, and like for people who haven't listened to me before, I will tell you things I've heard, and most of the things I tell you are things I have experienced firsthand, and I request that you call in and give me some of your issues that's happened to you, some situations that happened to you, and I think it would be fun. Maybe if we all talk loud enough and long enough, maybe somebody would listen. Of course, I think they're all listening. I just don't think they care, and they know there's not a whole lot we can do about it. So, and that's sort of my opinion. But trying to get to a person who can help you is impossible. They are not allowed to help you. They are only told, they probably are given 4 or 5 or 6 options. But they're not given any real ability to make a decision. And there's a big difference between making a decision and picking an option. I mean, that's why the people in India, they don't really provide good customer service, because they've got 6 or 7 responses to questions, and if you don't happen to ask a question that fits into that response, they really don't know what to say because they're not there to make a decision. So if they can't make a decision, they can't provide you customer service. And you need to know that, and you need to understand that, because that is absolutely the truth. Anyway, I have not had any good luck with customer service here in the last couple of weeks, and it just seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. I'm sitting here shaking my head because I really don't know what to say with the way the government is throwing money out to all these companies. that totally don't deserve it and are totally not using it for, even if they were using it the right way, that would be a benefit. But they're not even using it the right way. And they're not even pretending to use it the right way. To get a new mortgage, I was talking to somebody the other day who had an 811 credit score. There was an attorney. And he was having a hard time getting financed because they want 20% down. So you got to figure on a $300,000 house, it's what, 15% right there. Getting ahead of myself. Then they want that to be seasoned, which means it has to be in the bank for a long time. They want you to have, and by the way, 60,000. But they want you to have 6 months, 4 to 6 months of payments in reserve. So let's say you have to put $60,000 down on a house, and I don't know who's got that except the people on in the trees, the big business people. They've got that kind of money, so they can still go buy. People out there, they haven't felt the economy being bad. Have you ever noticed anybody that tells you the economy's not in real bad shape of the people that haven't lost their jobs, have a lot of money? Sure, they've lost some money, but they'll recover that money. The people that's really getting hurt are the people who had maybe $40,000 put away at one time and thought that was going to be enough, that have lost that and will probably never be able to recover that. And most of the time, that's the seniors. And most of the time, that's the people who've paid so much into Social Security to have a retirement fund set up and then have it just wiped out. And what do they do? It is really a scary situation. However, it doesn't seem to be bothering too many people except me, because I haven't had too many people call. They send me things, but they don't call. The number is 888-815-9756. Don't forget, some of my people that do sponsor me are Timeshares Always and Florida Reservation Service and also Astoria Financial Solutions. And let me tell you, we have in the middle of everything, I'm going to tell you that we have a new vacation property that has been listed with Timeshares Always. That's timesharesalways.com. You can reach them at 877-669-8706. And if you press extension 706, you'll get to Debbie, and she will be able to help you either to buy a timeshare or to sell a timeshare if you have one for sale. Anyway, we have one here, Laura Crest in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. It's a floating week. It's a floating unit. It's 6,000 points annually. For all you people that know about the RCI points, you'll understand that. Maintenance fees are only $280. I think that's very good. And they're asking $16,500, which is negotiable. Or you can rent it for the week for $2,000, which is also negotiable. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath. Of course, it's got a pool, kitchen, living room, bathrooms, and bedrooms, and it is a really, really nice property. You can, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think this is a blue-green property. But anyway, you can type in Laura, L-A-U-R-E-L, Laurel Crest in Pigeon Forge, and you can go and look at it. And if you would like to rent it, please call Debbie at 877-669-8706, extension 706, and ask for property number TA12346. That's 2A12346. And with that being said, let's take a little short break.
Everyone likes vacations, and most people like tropical vacations, especially where they can visit theme parks. And that's why you need to get in touch with Florida Reservation Service at 866-400-3712. They have a special now for 5 days and four nights that includes two adult theme park passes, and this special offering is for less than the cost of two theme park passes alone. So call them now at 866-400-3712 and tell them you heard about the Bob and DeBerry special, and they will throw in two additional nights in Daytona Beach for no additional cost. But you need to call soon, as this is a limited special. Call Florida Reservation Service at 866-400-3712. Do it now.
Okay, everybody. We're back. I've got a whole folder full of stuff here to go through. And like I said originally, I got a lot of stuff sent to me. Actually, surprisingly enough, I got a lot of clippings. Like, somebody, I don't know if it's the same person. You know, I really didn't look at that. Same person or not. It's got a scanning machine sending these things about the newspaper, which I guess, and it is important. I mean, these are important things. I'm not going to say, I guess, he thinks they're important, because they are important. One of the things that was sent to me this week, that I'm throwing these things out and hoping to get a response. To get a response, you can call 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Anywhere you are. Isn't that great? Anyway, one of the things that I want to throw out there, to see if there's any comments to be made about, is the Obama administration's mandate on new executive pay limits that he put, that came out, I guess, I don't know, sometime this month. I didn't get the date of the news clipping or the when it was released or whatever. But anyway, it basically says the Obama administration plans to mandate new executive pay limits for government-assisted financial institutions. Wow. Is that not that's something that really comes as a surprise? You don't think that's needed? Gee whiz. Let's see. We give them money. We just let them do whatever they want to with them. I never even got to do that when I got an allowance when I was a kid. Mom and Dad always know they kept my allowance so small there wasn't much I could do with it. So I guess they didn't ask me what I was going to do with it. But I remember when I did make money, my dad asked me what I was going to do with it. I think he went out to Western Union or Western Auto. People know how old I am when I say Western Auto, and bought me a lawnmower, and the payment was $5 a month. And I had to go out and cut grass. I think didn't cut grass for maybe 50 cents or $1 or something like that. And I had to make the payment on it. So I guess, you know, my money was controlled to an extent. But anyway, that's way off course there. They're finally going to have the financial institutions with a new get-tough approach to the bankers and Wall Street. Now, this surprises me is that it's a news story. That's what surprises me. Why, this just seems, to me, seems so logical. Why would you not give these big companies money and then put restrictions on how they use it and how they spend it? Why would you not do that? Why is it a news story? But it is. And that's the mentality we're dealing with. I mean, we're dealing with, you know, the dumbing down effect. We have to be told that now the government's going to get tough and going to control how they spend the money. Well, that's a no-brainer. That should have been done in the very beginning. Anyway, let me go on. I'm going to read the rest of it. It says they got a new get-tough program approach to bankers and Wall Street. If the taxpayers are helping you, then you've got certain responsibilities not to be living high on the hog. Is that another shock or what? I mean, this just gets better and better. The reason they sent me this is because I think it's almost humorous. Because the things that they think that they're impressing us by telling us are things that any logical person would say, well, gee whiz, this is the way it should be. This is not news. You mean it wasn't like this? And apparently it wasn't like this. So that's kind of scary, but anyway. Says they shouldn't be living high on the hog. President Barack Obama said in an interview Tuesday evening on NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams, I don't know what Tuesday that was, he says the president and members of Congress are weighing various proposals to restrict chief executive compensation as one of the conditions of receiving help under the $700 billion financial bailout fund. Obama did not reveal details of the administration's compensation cap. But administration officials have said that the new restrictions would apply only to those struggling large firms that receive exceptional assistance, such as the American International Group, or the IAG, Citigroup, and Detroit Automakers. They would not apply to healthy banks that receive payments, infusions of government infusions of capital. Now, does anybody out there hear what I said? Does anybody out there even care? Maybe nobody's even listening. I don't know. But this whole thing is to me, is almost, like I said, laughable. The number one, why would you not? I mean, you and I walk into a bank and we want to borrow money. They want to know what you're going to do with it. How are you going to pay it back? You know, can you prove how you can pay it back? They want all of this stuff from you and me. And we're only going in there for what? Buy a house, $300,000, $200,000, buy a car, $20,000, $30,000. And they want us to sign our life away in blood. And yet, our government is going to tell us that they're getting tough. They're going to really get tough now. They're going to make these companies that's getting these billions of dollars tell us what they're going to do with it, and they're not going to allow them to sit here and just give money away to these executives and give them a lot of money. Wowee. Surprise, surprise. I mean, are we really that, that's really the way they're treating us, that we're that dumb, that they can say that and think that we're impressed with the fact that they're going to do something, take this kind of measure. This whole thing is a joke. The very bottom line in it says that would not apply to healthy banks that receive government infusions of capital. Well, why the hell does a healthy bank get any money anyway? What the heck is that? What in the world is going on here, people? Somebody... Anybody home up there in White House? Lights are on, but nobody's home. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Be crazy, 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 crazy. And yet we just sit here and take it. And you know why we sit here and take it? Because I'm like you. I don't know what to do about it. I get on here and I complain. I rant and rave a little bit. I call it ranting and raving. You know, but, you know, it seems like I'm the only one that really has anything to say about it. Maybe people are sitting back there watching their TV, listening out of one ear to me, or maybe they're not even listening to me at all. Who knows? I don't know. But I do know that there's some stupid things that's being told to us, and we're just sitting here taking it like dummies, and nobody wants to take the time to call in 888-815-9756 and express their opinion. Or maybe you could call in and tell me where I'm wrong, or tell me where I'm right, or tell me something. But instead, you don't tell me anything. So, I guess you don't care. Okay, fine. So that we'll throw that one away. The government's going to finally get around to, they're giving away, I just want you to make sure you understand that you don't care when you don't call in and say anything, that they're giving money to healthy banks. Healthy banks are getting money. You and I might be struggling to pay our bills, but healthy banks are getting money. I'm not getting any money. What are they going to send us this year? Some little token stimulus thing again? Somebody told me there's something out there about stimulus something. I have no idea what it is, but, you know, we'll wait and see, but I guarantee it won't be billions of dollars. It won't even be thousands. We'll be lucky if it's hundreds. But anyway, that was one of the things, and like I said, I sure would like to hear somebody else's opinion. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Anyway, so that was one of the things that was sent to me. Then there was another thing sent to me, and this whole big thing that was sent to me, and I haven't had a chance to read it, so maybe we'll kind of go over it together. I'm probably talking to myself anyway, but I seem like it doesn't seem like anybody's out there. But anyway, gives me a chance to voice my opinion because I'm very concerned. I'm very disappointed. Very upset with this country and the government, and I'm very disgusted with the people that don't take the initiative to do anything except just stay home and watch TV, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I had people calling in at one time, but I guess we're just all bogged down. Probably people probably can't even afford computers anymore. Probably lost their high-speed internet. I mean, if people probably... I mean, things are really, really tough out there, but of course it's not tough to the people at the healthy bank, because, you know, they're a healthy bank and they're going to get money. And the other ones that are going to get money, they're just going to be told that you can't necessarily, if you can't give them $17 million for a bonus, you can only give them $15 million. That's probably about what's going to happen. Anyway, here's something for you, anybody that's listening. This came out, I don't know, someone might be from the same person that sent me the other one. It's says, Obama is redrawing the boundaries of our politics. Surprise, surprise. Obama reintroduces the principle of progressive taxation, the idea that the rich should pay a greater percentage of their income so that the government can do more to improve the lives of those who are not rich. Nothing new here. You know why? In his 1875 thesis, Treatise of the Gotham Program, Karl Marx wrote the following. You know that guy, Karl Marx, communist leader. You remember him? Karl Marx. Don't forget this. Listen, people. Listen, listen, listen. Nobody listens. Nobody listens. Nobody cares. Nobody calls in. Nobody says anything. So listen. He says, Karl Marx wrote, from each according to his ability to each according to his need. History has proven that the enactment of this philosophy in any nation has resulted in nothing more than its greatest standard of living for most, shared societal misery, utter failure of government, and ultimately civil, financial, and cultural ruin and collapse. It is beyond frightening that due either to their ignorance of history or personal agendas, so many of our now politicians supporting this action that is taking this country down the same road to ruin. Okay, it's time to say something, somebody. This is what Karl Marx wrote in 1875. So, we're doing the exact same thing. And I keep, every other Wednesday night I get on here and I bring all this up. And I'm going to call myself Mr. Doom and Gloom from now on because, you know what, I don't see nothing positive about it out there. And I don't see anything that makes me want to believe it's positive because there's nobody out there doing anything positive, period. I mean, you know. What have you done this week? And if anybody's listening, anybody at all who's listening, call me up and tell me what you've done this week to try to fight back in any way, shape, or form of what's going on. Phone number, like I told you, is 888-815-9756. The lines are definitely open, so give me a call. Let me know what you've done, and then I'll tell you what I've done right after we come back from this short break.
Everyone likes to take vacations and everyone wants to have fun. But in today's economy, it's getting more and more expensive until it's almost impossible. That is, almost. But now you can travel to Orlando and visit Disney and stay at a 5-star one-bedroom resort for some very, very low special prices. These prices are so low we can't even say them here because we're afraid our phone system would overload. But if you want to travel and you want to visit Disney and you would like some free Disney passes, call Florida Reservation Service at 407-391-7906. That's 407-391-7906. And ask about our holiday special that includes free theme park passes. That's 407-391-7906. That number again, 407-391-7906. Call now. Operators are standing by. 407-391-7906.
Hey, we're back. You know, here I tell you what I want. I do, and I think I'm going to do this every week. I'm sending one to my local senator, and I'm sending one to the president. And I'm writing a letter to President Obama, and I'm going to send the same letter week after week after week. And it's going to cost me what, 42, 45 cents, something like that. And aren't stamps going up again? I mean, somebody's got to pay for all this bailout money that all these big, healthy banks are getting. Because we're sure not going to get the money, so we're going to have to pay for it one way or another. I mean, you know, stamps, prices of stamps and everything else going up, just the tip of the iceberg. I hope anybody knows that. I mean, that's just the beginning of what's going to come. Somebody told me last night that there's going to be tax on cigarettes going up to 65 cents a pack. I mean, people, you think that you're not going to pay for this stuff. You know, you think, oh. Well, and the worst part is, not only are you going to pay for it, but it's going to be the downfall of the country. So you're not going to be able to pay enough for it because there's not a, they just can't, I don't think they can raise enough money. They can never recover enough money to get this country back to an even, into the black, I should say, I want to say. Because right now the country runs in the red, so we need to get it back in black. I just don't think there's any possibility. You know, people, you hear all the time about, oh, well, the country's been through this and been through that before. We've always recovered. I wish I had it. I wish I was on TV. I can show it to you, but there was a graph the other night, and I don't even remember exactly where. Yes, I do. It was sent to me by email. That's right, it was. It was sent to me via email, and it was a graph, a line graph of the different times that our country has gone through bad times. And it has. It definitely has. There's no doubt about that. But never in the past, and this is what I said last time we was on the air, which was 2 weeks ago. Last time we was on the air, I said that the problem we have this time, and the difference we have this time, is that we don't have the government working with the people. We actually have the government working against the people. And as I said last time, the way it's working against the people is by giving big businesses money. It shouldn't do that. It should not do that. Why do you want to put burden on the poor citizen out here to give big businesses money when they made the mistake? Let them fail. Let them fail. Let them go bankrupt. I don't care. I really, really, really don't care. Because somebody else will come along and make a better mousetrap. So just because General Motors or Ford or whoever it was, don't tell me they didn't make money. They were selling cars up until, what, a year ago, 10 months ago? They were selling cars. So what'd they do with the money? And why don't they go to the doggone union and get the money from the union? The union's got all kinds of money. But they can't do that. They come to us, and that just infuriates me. But anyway, I guess I'm the only one that's infuriated. But back to my original thing. So the difference, I said a couple weeks ago, was that this time the country's in bad shape, but the government is not standing with it. They're putting more and more and more of a burden on it. They're doing that by printing more money. They're just printing money. Like they just flip on a light, flip on a switch, and a light comes on. Well, they flip on a printing machine, and it spits out money. Well, you can't do that. You just can't do that. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, we all grew up knowing there wasn't a money tree. Well, the government seems to think there is. They just print money. Well, what does that do? It devaluates the dollar to make it worth, it'll be worth nothing. I mean, you know, if you've got such a, well, like houses. We got so many houses out there right now. There's such a supply of houses that they're basically worth nothing. Hello? Don't anybody see the comparison here? Well, if you throw enough money out there, it's basically not going to be worth nothing. And as prices go up, the value of the dollar is going to go down. And you just can't do that. But anyway, this graph, line graph the other night, showed that up until last year, a couple years ago, I forget exactly when it was, just recently, that the government started printing money to do these programs. And you just can't recover on something like that. You just cannot recover over something like that. And this is going to change probably the world before it's all said and done. Probably the world as we know it today, or as we knew it, especially as we knew it before 9/11, to where it will be unrecognizable. There are going to be so many changes, and we are right on the verge of just being totally, totally controlled by Big Brother, and Big Brother, of course, is government. And this is their big push going on right now because they are squashing us while they tell us they're trying to help us. And they don't really, if they wanted to help us, all they have to do is give us money. They give it to everybody else, just give us some. And I keep going back and saying this over and over and over because I want anybody that is listening to know exactly what I'm saying. If you don't understand exactly what I'm saying, call me up and I'll explain it to you. But we just, it's just not going to work. It's just not going to work. And it's absolutely scary because I have a 27-year-old son. I've got a grandson, and, you know, it's just absolutely scary what they're going through. Anyway, something else was sent to me. I'll read this to you. Government going for broke. In case we haven't noticed, the world economic crisis is out of control. See, there's somebody out there that thinks like that, at least this one person. It says, we see it in Washington, and we feel it here at home. I am nevertheless not alone in being totally discouraged by the fact that government, at all levels, is so eager to find more ways to obliterate our nation's wealth. This is a terrible set of circumstances for everyone. You know, I really wish somebody was out there to could call me up and give me something positive. Give me a positive spin on it, because I'm bringing you all these things that sound so bad, because I'm really am trying to get your attention. Write a letter. Write two letters. Write a letter every week. Anybody see that movie Shawshank Redemption, where that guy wrote letters for 10 years, and he finally got a result? Well, we need to start writing letters right now, because at all levels of government is going to destroy the country. It is going to destroy the country, and the only way we can do it is we've got to move. And there's only a few of us out there that are doing anything about it. Write letters. Get on the internet. Write your congressman. Go down. I went to my senator's office right around there, down here in this city where I live. I went to his office. Met with his secretary. I'm supposed to have an appointment with his liaison person. He goes, he's only in town about twice a year. Surprise, surprise. But anyway, do something. Do something. And then if it all fails, at least you can say you tried. Because the worst thing to do is sit by and let it happen. And when it's over, it's said, and your kids are buried in debt, and your grandchildren never knew the great country that we had, and you're going to sit there and say, oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. Well, you can't even pick up the phone right now and dial 888-815-9756. So if you can't do that, you deserve what you get. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and finish this, because I believe in this article. People send me this kind of stuff. They know how I feel about it. I don't know why these people don't call in. Says, in short, the government wants to charge us more and more for its unending self-serving program. Yes. That is absolutely correct. I will say it one more time. In short, the government wants to charge us being the citizens, you, me, all us people that try to go to work, pay taxes, do everything we possibly can, charge us more and more for its unending self-serving program. Self-serving program sounds to me like giving big business money or giving healthy banks money. That sounds like a self-serving program to me. What do you think? Why is that? Why is it that we never read about government laying people off, cutting back, dropping salaries, reducing benefits, cutting fat, dumping administrative excess? I think about that quite a bit. I think about that because I live down here in Florida, and there was an article here a while back where our governor, who was single, took his fiancée, and I don't know how many people he took in his entourage, and they went on a business junket to some foreign country. Now, he had to have bodyguards and, you know, all this kind of stuff, and he takes his fiancée with him. It's cool. At our expense. I think this is so cool. I mean, it's laughable, because it's destroying the country, and nobody seems to care, so we got to laugh at it. Ha, ha, ha. Anyway, he takes his fiancée, and they go over there, and they got this entourage, and she's ordering, like, $1,200 bottles of champagne to be delivered to their suite. How much of that do you really think was in work? What do? Do you go down to and you step on a taxi cab driver and you say, how's the economy? And he says, it's terrible. And you say, okay, thank you. And you call that and you found out what's going on in that country. That's what you've done. That's how you go classify this as a work-related trip. I don't see a work-related trip one bit. I don't see anybody taking their wives to work with them, their husbands to work with them. I mean, my wife don't take me to work with them. I don't take her to work with me. So how come the governor gets to take his wife and all his coolies and friends and all that at our expense? In short, the government wants to charge us more and more and more for the unending self-serving program. The mindset is always, how can we raise taxes on cigarettes, the internet, gas, property, salary, booze, miles driven, investments, and insurance? Sure. You know, they got a new one to talk about in a minute. Porn tax. You all heard about the porn tax? I'll tell you about that in a minute. Anyway, that's the mindset. We're always going to raise taxes on all these things. This is so out of hand. It has to stop somewhere, and this person that wrote this, I'm quoting him. It says, it has to stop somewhere, and I'm so afraid that we will all go down broke. I'm very sad situation indeed. I believe that we will go down broke. I said that earlier in the program, and I'm going to say it again. And it's interesting. This is somebody by the name of Robert Lapp sent it. Anyway, he says he's so afraid that we're going to go down broke, and it's a very sad situation indeed. The bottom line of wisdom, you don't make the poor rich by making the rich poor. Think about that. You don't make the poor rich by making the rich poor. If you reward those who don't work and punish those who do, don't be surprised when people decide not to work. Well, I don't think that's going to happen, but I understand where he's coming from with that statement. The reason I don't think that's going to happen is because the people that's out there that's made something for themselves, they don't know anything else to do but work. The unfortunate part is that the people that's made something for themselves and the greedies, and that can be anywhere from government to lenders, such as Countrywide, Citigroup, AIG, Lehman Brothers, anybody, any of these big companies that's been around forever that made all this money, that paid all their executives all these billions and millions of dollars when they left. Almost lost my train of thought there for a minute. I don't see that the people that's out there working are going to stop, and all those people, they're never going to know the difference. It's just something that greed has taken roots in this country, and it is basically destroying the values of this country. It is destroying, I don't know what the ultimate end here is. I mean, what if, take Kurt Warner, the quarterback for Arizona Cardinals, who left the Cardinals because they only offered him $10 million and he wanted $14 million. $4 million more? What in the world is going on, people? You just totally lost track of logic, common sense. And not only that, you're playing football. And sure, I understand that a football player has a chance to get hurt and hurt his income for life or for whatever. I understand that. But still, make the right moves and don't live so high on the hog and make some good investments. Like the poor people who worked all their lives and invested in all these places like Citigroup or Bank of America or Countrywide and all that. And they've all lost theirs when those were good, solid, sound investments. But the people at the top, they didn't lose out. They still got it. And I never will. My dad, rest his soul, would never understand how we ever got to the point of rewarding failure. That is just not something that my generation was ever raised with even considering, and that is rewarding failure. It just didn't happen. You didn't pat somebody on the back or hand them money for being a failure. But the worst part of it is that the failures we have in this country are failures that walk away. I mean, were only failures because they were so greedy. They didn't necessarily make bad decisions. They made greedy decisions where they replace common courtesy and customer service with an ability to get more money. So it wasn't that they necessarily made bad business decisions, they made greedy decisions. It was all about the way to get more money, and they were so focused, so blinded by how to get more money that they didn't even see what was going on around them. And here again, we're right back to where we started. When they did fail, did it hurt them? No, they got rewarded. They might have got fired, but they got fired with a $15 million severance package or whatever it might have been. And that's just the way it's got to be nowadays in this country, and who knows? I don't know how long it's going to be able to keep on going in that direction. Anyway, I did say a minute ago that I would tell you about the new porn tax, so let's take one more break here, and then when we come back, I'll tell you about the porn tax.
I know you've seen the ad on TV. We can reduce your credit card debt and save you thousands. Or maybe you've heard this one. We will tell you what the credit card companies don't want you to know. But what you haven't heard is how much they're going to charge you for their service, which is generally over $900. But stop. Why pay them the big bucks when you can do the same work yourself by following our simple directions and using our Reduction Calculator CD software? And you won't pay over $900. you'll only pay $19.95. That's right, only $19.95. Only $19.95. So call now. Start saving on your next statement. Call 866-485-7668. That's 866-485-7668. Again, 866-485-7668. Call now and save today.
Hey, we're back. We're back in the last quarter of the hour. And, by the way, you know, right before the break, we were talking about the tax. The government always likes to tax cigarettes and alcohol, and I don't know what else is in there. You know, I kind of halfway threw the thing away, if you really want to know. Property tax, salary, booze, miles driven, investments, insurance. I mean, just about anything, you know. And remind me, 1 week, let's talk about what's going to happen with the Internet, boys and girls, because the Internet, as we know it, tonight will be changing probably tomorrow. And I don't mean tomorrow literally, but I mean within the next couple of years, to an Internet that it will be non-functional as the way we know the Internet today. That's just part of where this country is headed. Anyway, back to the porn tax. Keep getting sidetracked here. The porn tax is the new idea of how to raise money, which, by the way, I didn't ever call it a porn tax, but I think we had this discussion one night that many years ago in the Central Florida, when they started to put clothes on top of dancers, they did it under the pretense it was going to stop crime and it was going to stop prostitution, it's going to control, stop drugs. I mean, just this simple fact of putting tops on top of the dances was going to just make this place a paradise right here on earth. And of course, I didn't see it that way because I just felt like that was just really depriving me of my choice, my freedom of choice, had I wanted to go participate in those type of activities. It had nothing to do with what if I wanted to or not. The question was, that I should have, in a free country, I should have the right to make that choice. And as long as my choice does, if the girl doesn't walk outside nude or whatever, it doesn't, I mean, you should have a choice. A free country that's what a free country does, allows their citizens to make choices. And I don't believe I should have to keep saying this over and over and over, but apparently I do. A free country is supposed to be allowed to make choices. Anyway, I have always maintained that there's certain things in a real free country you're never going to stop. Germany, Sweden, and even Las Vegas here at home, here in Nevada, understands that. So what have they done? They've legalized prostitution out in Nevada. It's been like that for years. I don't see, by the way, and let me tell you, many years ago I was doing a survey, and I did it. Tallahassee, of course, is the capital of Florida. And I found out that at that time, this was many years ago, I'm sure the percentages hasn't changed that much. The point is still the same. That 86% of all crimes in the state of Florida were sex-related. Now, that's pretty strong. Well, Nevada having legalized prostitution, I called Carson City, Nevada, to get the percentage of sex-related crimes in Carson or in Nevada. Carson City, of course, is the capital of Nevada. We all know that, right? Yes, we do. And at that time, and this was back in the late 80s, early 90s, there was only 22% of all the crimes were sex-related. Now, to me, that would mean a lot. I mean, that would show that we're not going to change a lot, or we're not going to make this paradise. They put the tops on the top of dances. It's just not going to happen. But, of course, you know, hey, I guess in Central Florida, the people are dumb. And you know what's even funny when I say that? And the reason I seem to kind of get sidetracked here is because when I open my door on one thing, it leads me to another. I'm in Central Florida where they have no topless dancing. I can drive 85 miles away to Tampa, and Tampa not only has topless dancing, they have nude dancers that do lap dance. Now, and you can go down to Miami, which is 220 miles away, and that's about the same thing down there. However, Daytona Beach just stopped it. That's 25 miles east. Jacksonville, I think, is like 80-some miles north. They've stopped it. So these different areas stop it, but it hasn't proven to do what it's supposed to do when they try to stop it. The only thing it's really ever done, and that is taking away your freedom. So, here's my suggestion, always has been. If they want to call it a porn tax, they can call it a porn tax if that's what they want to do. However, I believe that if you are going to tax adult entertainment, then you need to allow adult entertainment to be just that. You need to allow the girls to be topless or nude or whatever. And what you do is you, and I've maintained this for years and years and years, I've said this, and I'm going to say it again tonight, right now. Listen very closely to anybody who's in favor of a porn tax. If that's what you want to call it, that's fine. But I've been saying for many years, what we should do is we should license adult entertainment establishments, let them have a certain license for a topless entertainment. You pay an X amount of dollars for that license. Totally nude entertainment, you pay X amount of dollars for that license. Be licensed, and have a license, which means that's revenue for the city or the county. And better than that, then they want to tax it. Okay, if they're going to put an extra tax on it, that's fine, but they got to let them do what they want to do. So I see a way to make money off of this, or for the government to get more money off of it, in two ways. You license the level of adult entertainment you want to provide. If you're going to have girls in bikinis, that's one license fee. Just like the liquor license. You buy a beer and wine license, it's like $400. A liquor license is $200,000. Okay, if you want to have girls in bikinis, so the license is $400. If you want to have topless dancers, the license is $2,000. If you want to have new dancers, it's $5,000. Or something like that. And dancers have to go down, and they have to buy a license accordingly, too. Because, obviously, a new dancer is probably going to make more money than a bikini dancer. So we do that. And on top of that, what we do is we legalize prostitution. Now, when we legalize prostitution, we not only tax it, but we also license it. But we not only license it, and here comes the real winner, is we control it with health physicals. In other words, if you don't understand what I mean, a prostitute has to carry a health card, and she has to have a physical every 60 days, let's say. And to prove that she doesn't have any kind of infectious diseases. Look at all the things we've just done by just the last 10 minutes that we've been talking here, what we've accomplished. We've generated a new tax revenue for our government. We've controlled contagious diseases. We've allowed the people of this country to have the freedom of choice to do what they want to do. And we've controlled, and we've put everything, oh, I didn't say this, we put it into a particular area, so it's not spread out all over everywhere. So for any of these Bible thumpers or these people that don't want to take their kids down to some place where their kids might see something, they might have to explain to them what it is, they just stay completely off that area. And most of the time, I'm in total for these areas being someplace off of main roads, someplace where I have to actually drive to get there. I mean, it's not going to be someplace I can just accidentally walk into. Because a person who wants this type of entertainment is going to find it, and they will go to just about any means to find it. So it's not like that, you know, we're going to make it to where it's going to harm the community. So, like I said, in the last 10 minutes, what we've done, we've put it all in an area, and by being in an area, what you do is you assign maybe one or two of your regular patrol officers into that area. They would get to be very friendly with the establishment owners and the employees, whether they be dancers, bartenders, or whatever, prostitutes, whatever. They would be very friendly with them. They would help, if they would really control any kind of criminal activity because of the fact that, there is an element of respect there that when you don't run around trying to be disrespectful, if you are respectful, you get treated with respect. So there would be a rapport that would be developed, and you'd have the same police officers in the same area at all times. So we've generated, let's see now, we've generated a place for this activity. We've allowed only two or three officers to patrol in that area, depending on how big it is, and the rest of the officers to be out in the rest of the county, watching over the county, the city, or whatever. We've generated tax money. We've generated tax money by licensing the establishment. We've generated tax money by licensing the employees, the dancers, or whatever. We've controlled contagious health diseases by forcing prostitutes to have health checks. And by the way, if their health cards have to be up to date every whatever it is, every 60 days or whatever, and if it's not up to date, they get caught for practicing their trade, we'll say, and their health card's not up to date, it's a serious penalty. And it should be a serious penalty, one that would make it much more advantageous for them to go get their health card than it would be to not get the health card. In addition, any girl who is found to be working at her trade or profession, whatever you want to call it, outside of this particular area would also be subject to a severe punishment in the court system, courts of law. And to me, it just makes sense. It just makes total sense. Germany, Vegas, or not Vegas, but Nevada. We've got those ranches and all that. I've never been to them, but I've heard about it. So it works. It should work all around the country. You know, it started out with only Las Vegas had gambling. Reno, Las Vegas. Then it got to be the point where other cities got it. You know what? You know, it's the same old thing. You know, if you're going to be living in a free country, you're going to send our 18 years over to die to fight for freedom, and you ought to let us have freedom. Okay? Anyway, that's about it for tonight. Don't forget about the timeshare up there in Laurel Crest and Pigeon Forge. Call Debbie at 877-669-9706. Her extension is 706. Don't forget, Florida Reservation Service has a fantastic vacation going right now. $199 for 5 days and four nights. Come to Orlando and get some Disney tickets, I do believe. You can call them at 407-391-7906. And then there is Astoria Financial Solutions. I'm not sure of their number, but they're on the website. They can help out with different situations that do with finance. Anyway, until next time, thank you for listening, for those who did listen. And for those who did listen, I'd appreciate next time, maybe sometime you would call in. I would love to hear from you. And until then, this is Bob signing off from DeBerry. Visit me on my website at www.bobanddeberry. And until then, see ya.
I know you've seen the ad on TV. We can reduce your credit card debt and save you thousands. Or maybe you've heard this one. We will tell you what the credit card companies don't want you to know. But what you haven't heard is how much they're going to charge you for their service, which is generally over $900. But stop. Why pay them the big bucks when you can do the same work yourself by following our simple directions and using our Reduction Calculator CD software? And you won't pay over $900. You'll only pay $19.95. That's right, only $19.95. Only $19.95. So call now. Start saving on your next statement. Call 866-485-7668. That's 866-485-7668. Again, 866-485-7668. Call now and save today. Everyone likes to take vacations and everyone wants to have fun. But in today's economy, it's getting more and more expensive until it's almost impossible. That is, almost. But now you can travel to Orlando and visit Disney and stay at a 5-star one-bedroom resort for some very, very low special prices. These prices are so low we can't even say them here because we're afraid our phone system would overload. But if you want to travel and you want to visit Disney and you would like some free Disney passes, call Florida Reservation Service at 407-391-7906. That's 407-391-7906. And ask about our holiday special that includes free theme park passes. That's 407-391-7906. That number again, 407-391-7906. Call now. Operators are standing by. 407-391-7906.